Hey, Key West, it's Dorian and Tony DeLeonardo, the Progressive Union out of New York City, here to give you your weekly dose of Election 2016.
And as we're reporting right now, Suction Cup Steve from Virginia has been pried off the side of Trump Tower. Now, originally I thought he was a protester. Now I find out, watching a YouTube video, that he is actually pro-Trump.
Yeah, he is a wacky guy.
Now, it's too bad he didn't fall on top of Michael Cohen, Trump's defense counsel, because after what he just said to Erin Burnett on CNN, that Hillary is for sale.
It was
if I was Hillary's campaign, I would be sending him a letter saying, you better watch who you're making accusations against.
Yes, cease and desist. So there's a lot going on. So yes, we had a crazy guy, Steve, from Virginia, who decided he was going to climb up.
He was going to do his Spider-Man audition.
So anyway, it turns out that he's actually a Trump supporter. He wasn't a protester, because at first we thought maybe he was an anti-Trump person. No, he has a crazy video, which is on our Facebook page, The Progressive Union. It's about a minute.
Just another guy that needs to get some tail.
Well, he kind of fits the mold of the average Trump supporter. I mean, he is typical Trump supporter. So I think they're bringing him to a hospital, to be honest. So there's that. Now, this follows yesterday. Yesterday was, and it's, you know, we try to make this stuff funny, a little humor, and we can't. This is not funny. So yesterday, Trump had a rally. It followed Monday's speech that he gave on the economy. And everybody was like, wow, look, Trump read from the teleprompter. He didn't say anything crazy today.
They fed him the dialogue like they used to do Mr. Red.
Well, it's after like 2.5 weeks of a disaster, including talking about why don't we use nuclear weapons. So because the bar is so low when you're talking about Trump, giving that speech, which could have been given by any Republican in any year, it was the same old tired economy.
Yeah, and you see all the Make America Great morons in the background bobbing, but like a bunch of bobbleheads.
Well, they're applauding, and meanwhile, all of the tax cuts will be for corporations and multimillionaires like Trump,
and
nothing for the middle class.
And they're too stupid to even realize it.
Right, and it's the same stuff they've been peddling, and it's funny because Trump kept saying, oh, I'm something new, and Hillary's, you know, still peddling the old stuff. I'm like, no. This speech I've heard 1,000 times from Republicans. Nothing new here. So anyway, so everybody thought he reset. You know, they kept talking about them. Trump will reset. Those people that think things are going to smooth themselves out.
Reset. I can't wait for him to implode.
Well, he already imploded. And it gets worse. So yesterday he is at a rally. I think it was North Carolina. I could be wrong. And he said the following. And I'm going to read it to you word for word. This is what he said. Because they've been playing this on TV. And you have the Trump supporters trying to, you know, put a spin on it. This is what Trump said. Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although, the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day. This is what he said. This was like, this is the lowest that he could possibly go. So he's doing really loud dog whistles, not even. He's telling the people, hey, Second Amendment people, you know, you might have to arm up and take care of it after she's elected. Because if she's
picking, my ego will not be able to stand the fact that she beat me.
And she's going to go.
But, you know, I'm too much of a chicken shit to debate her. So I'm going to be twice the chicken shit to take a shot at her.
So
I'll have all you idiots do it for me.
Take care of it. So the thing is that people keep saying, oh, no, he's talking about them going out to vote. No, folks. Again, and I'm putting this clip on our Facebook page. So, again, you can go to the Progressive Union after you listen to this. It's going to be on the Facebook page, what he said at the rally, and also our amazing Spider-Man, which he's just a train wreck. But he says, Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. That would mean she's already president.
Yeah, that's what people didn't realize. So when I heard, it's you've got to, like when you write, it's past tense, present tense and future tense.
Right.
He was talking in the future tense.
The future of her being president. The election is over. We're not talking about the people that are have guns, that they are, you know, voting or, you know, trying to get him elected. No, he's talking about when I lose, because he's been talking about the election being rigged for days now.
Yeah, he's trying to console himself. He's behind. He knows he's going to lose.
Well, we don't know that.
And he's talking himself.
Well, he's covering himself.
That, oh, there's no possible way I lost to her. They stole it from
me. Right. So if he loses, he wins. And if he wins, he wins. You know what I mean? Like, if Hillary wins, it's illegitimate. He's really the winner. It's because it's rigged. But if she wins, she's not the winner.
Meanwhile, an animal rights activist tonight jumped on the stage to go after her.
And she didn't flinch.
She didn't flinch.
She's tough.
Okay, if that was Trump...
He ran. It happened.
He would have ran up the aisle like Bo Jackson over Brian Bosworth.
No, it did happen to him early in the primaries.
And he ran.
He ran. It was hilarious. The Secret
and
Service.
And I guarantee he couldn't wait to get off the podium because he had to go change his underwear.
Probably. Now, listen, we're not being one-sided. There is like this email story now, and they are covering it. I watched it on all the channels. The problem is with the email story, there isn't any there yet. And Tony was referring to Erin Burnett, who has a show on CNN out front, and she was with this Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen.
He's counsel for Trump, so he's a lawyer. And he kept beating about this Lebanese email situation, and there's nothing there. This is the deal.
She kept shooting it down. He kept coming
factually,
up with it. And then he said, well, but he kind of said it in passing and quick. Well, Hillary's for sale.
And meanwhile, there's no evidence of that.
I would have said, oh, really?
Not yet. There's none.
I would have said, are you making any kind of accusations?
Yeah, she went on and on with him. She's pretty tough.
I would say, I think there's going to be a letter landing on your desk somewhere that you better knock it off.
Let me see if I can explain this to people. Like, we'll do it between Tony and I. Tony sends me an email, right? And Tony's email says, hey, Doreen, can you do me a favor? Can you pick up some milk on the way home? I receive the email and I say yes. But when I go to the store, I forget to buy the milk. That means when I get home, I have not done the favor for Tony. Just because an email is sent, and even if I didn't say yes, like, so let's say the email sent and I say, okay, I heard, you know, what you had to say. I didn't bring the milk home.
No, it's basically that she was approached and it was impossible to do.
Well, she wasn't approached. It was her aides were approached,
well,
not even her.
So
she wasn't approached.
I don't even think she looks at all. I know I don't look at all of my emails.
They weren't even her emails, though. They were
just
emails.
Because it was sent to me doesn't mean I looked at it.
Right, but the emails had nothing.
It's like junk mail.
Right. They had nothing to do with Hillary, though.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's like junk mail. Somebody sends you junk mail. You throw it in the garbage. You
right.
don't even look at
it. But what happened is, just so it's clear, the emails did not go to Hillary. Some of these people have been donors or maybe no donors from the Clinton's foundation. But none of the emails are directed towards Hillary. They go to her aides. Just because people ask for something, have you ever looked for a job and you ask people to help you? They don't always help you. Sometimes they can't help you. Sometimes there is no job. It doesn't mean, and by the way, the person that's in this
sometimes
email,
there's a conflict of interest
well,
and they can't
the
help
the diplomat
you.
That's mentioned in this email said the meeting never happened, the favor was never taken care of. Maybe the meeting didn't happen because the person said, we can't really do this. Like, we would like to help you, but we can't. So there's only one other email that they're discussing now. I haven't heard anything that would make it sound like she was doing anything illegal or improper. And there's thousands of emails. And the people that requested these emails and the Information
right away,
Act is
it,
a right-wing media.
It seems pretty convenient that they were released to the news right after he put his foot in his mouth.
About the guns. Well, listen, they keep walking that back. They keep saying, oh, no, he didn't mean that. The problem they have with the press, that's why they're
yes,
angry.
Yes, he did mean it.
They're mad. Well,
it
it's what he
said.
It was
what they call in fiction a veiled or implied threat.
Right. And the problem is that this guy that climbed the Trump Tower today seems harmless. We don't know. I mean, I didn't examine the guy, but he climbed the Trump Tower. Okay, made a crazy video, and he's a crazy Trump supporter. But there's other crazy people that do own guns, right? We know that. We've seen this happen. So when you're doing these kinds of comments, you don't know if that crazy person is listening and says, I want to help Mr. Trump. I'm going to go take care of that, right? You don't know that. You have to be very careful about what you say when you're president. And sometimes you have to think, I have to make this very clear because other people might misinterpret what I'm saying.
Basically, you don't want to give anybody any crazy ideas.
No, and you want to make
sure.
Which
is what he did.
Of course he did. Of course he did. So there was that. So we move on. We have the story about the Second Amendment, and we have the story about the emails. Once again, emails. And meanwhile, the American people need to hear about the plans that they have that are very different for America. Unfortunately, this is where we are, folks. Every day, what does Tony say? This is a circus.
No, if I wanted to go to see the carnival freaks like this is becoming, I would go to the circus.
I know. It really is getting crazy. But we, you know, you guys can count on us to keep you up to date. If you want to listen to our full length
show.
What's the
circus?
You can go to our website.
Trump is a clown anyway.
Theprogressiveunion.com. You can go to our Facebook page and like us, and you can see some of those videos. The Progressive Union. You can follow us on Twitter, Progressive U. Podcast our show on iTunes or download the Podbean app on Google Play. Keep it locked in to WXKW 104.9 The X.